Mar-a-Lago Motives. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News, the judge who signed off on a search warrant for former President Trump's home in Florida is signaling that he will unseal parts of the affidavit in the case that explains why the search warrant was requested.
Given the intense public and historical interest in an unprecedented search of a former president's residence, Judge Bruce Reinhart writes, the government has not shown sufficient concerns to justify sealing the entire affidavit used to secure a warrant. Still, Reinhart has set a Thursday deadline for the Justice Department to propose redactions to the document, and he does note compelling needs to protect privacy interests of witnesses and prevent intimidation or retaliation in an ongoing investigation.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The first day of school is Wednesday in Columbus, Ohio, and teachers have gone on strike.
Columbus teachers say sticking points appear to be HVAC systems, permanent art, music, and gym teachers, and smaller class sizes. The district claims its most recent contract offer that was turned down. Add school resources, upgrade some building conditions, and pays teachers $91,000 on average after 3 years.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Just one in five Americans in a new poll say they're happy with where the country's going.
The NBC News poll finds 74% aren't happy with the direction of the country, with over half saying the nation's best days are behind it. The poll also looks at priorities to voters ahead of the midterms. Among the top issues are threats to democracy, a change from cost of living back in May. President Joe Biden's approval rating did see some improvements, but still sits at 42%. While 68% of people still believe the country is in a recession.
It's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A sell-off to start the trading day and week on Wall Street. The Dow is down 418 points. The S&P and NASDAQ also down more than 1% apiece. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A news conference is scheduled at 11 a.m. Pacific time about the discovery of a body in a car found by divers looking for Kylie Rodney. She's 16 years old, missing for 2 weeks, last seen at a party at a campground. The car was found submerged in a reservoir nearby. Russia's government claims that Ukrainian intelligence is behind a deadly car bombing. Ukraine denies it.
No groups have made an immediate claim of responsibility in Daria Dugina's death. The 29-year-old TV commentator was killed on Saturday night by an explosive planted in the vehicle she was driving. It happened as she was returning from a cultural festival she had attended with her father, Alexander Dugin. Russian media reports say witnesses claimed the SUV she was driving belonged to him and that he had decided to travel in another vehicle at the last minute. Dugin is an outspoken supporter of Russian values, and he has been referred to as Putin's brain. Dugina was sanctioned by the U.S. in March for her work as a chief editor for a website that U.S. officials describe as a disinformation source. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An American servicewoman is under investigation for vehicular homicide in Italy. Italian media is reporting that she crashed her car and killed a 15-year-old boy on a cycling path near the road. Beef prices are coming down.
Research firm Information Resources tells the Wall Street Journal retail beef prices declined 0.7% in the four-week period ending August 7th compared with the same period a year ago. It's the second monthly decline. The drop happened as demand softened for some cuts of meat and because staffing has improved at meat plants. Prices for ribeye and beef loin are down nearly 10% as of August 7th. Brisket prices decreased about 18%, though ground beef prices did not decline. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
At the movies, Dragon Ball Super Superhero opens at number one. It's Japanese anime. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.